USA Radio News.
The IRS will incorporate third-party facial recognition software this summer.
Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A major winter storm is expected to affect a huge portion of the U.S. Heavy snow is forecast to start in the Rockies while freezing rain will pelt Texas. The storm will then move on to dump snow and ice on the Midwest. More than a foot of snow is forecast in places. Airlines grounded more than 1,000 flights scheduled for Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. 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 Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Pfizer is asking U.S. regulators to authorize extra-low doses of its COVID-19 vaccine for children under the age of five. The move could open the way for the very youngest Americans to start receiving shots in March. If the FDA agrees, Pfizer shots containing just one-tenth of the dose given to adults could be dispensed to kids as young as 6 months. Fired Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores has sued the NFL and three of its teams, alleging racist hiring practices by the league. Lawyers sought class action status for the legal filing. Flores was fired last month by Miami after leading the Dolphins to a 24-25 record over 3 years. They went 9-8 in their second straight winning season, but failed to make the playoffs during his tenure. And in related news, Tom Brady announced his retirement from the NFL on Tuesday. The 44-year-old quarterback boasts 7 Super Bowl titles. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Some U.S. senators are not happy with border agents and their new responsibilities.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement, they get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families. These individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A suspected gunman is now in custody after two campus officers were fatally shot at a private liberal arts college in Virginia on Tuesday. In an email to students, faculty, and staff, Bridgewater College President David Bushman identified the victims as police officer John Painter and safety officer J.J. Jefferson. The gunman allegedly shot the officers around 1:20 Tuesday afternoon and ran away. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.